From Taiwan to Cook Islands.
From the United Kingdom to the United States of America.
From Switzerland to Canada.
From Morocco to South Africa.
There is a Nigerian with something for the ears of the world.
Listen to Nigerians in Diaspora on Diaspora Discourse on Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Diaspora Discourse, bringing Nigerians in Diaspora closer home. Diaspora Discourse, bringing Nigerians in Diaspora closer home. All right, it's about time for Diaspora Discourse, as promised. And I mentioned that on today's Diaspora Discourse, we'll be looking at the diaspora perspective on the aftermath of the NSAS protest in Nigeria, and of course, the way forward. And I also mentioned that we'll be talking to Mr. Dapo Okwayinka. Good day to you, sir.
Good day. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for doing this with us. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm fine. It's Monday. Sun is out. So, hey, what can I say? Just come back from the gym.
Okay.
So, I'm doing all right. Looking forward to a splendid week.
All right. Great. Looks like a beautiful morning for you. All right. Let's look at this. We're talking about the aftermath of the NSAS protest in Nigeria. And, of course, this interview was initially scheduled for Tuesday, but we know about the development and everything that went down in Nigeria from that very day to this moment. It's been intense is the word. It's been rather intense. And of course, I want to believe that you know what the NSAS protest is about in Nigeria, and of course even outside Nigeria, because we know that some other countries also participated in the NSAS protest.
Yeah.
Are you aware?
Yes, I know. I'm aware, very aware. I know it's about the police brutality. The SAS squad,
yes.
How they treat young people in Nigeria,
okay,
especially.
All right, good. So you have an idea. All right, let's look at it. The very first question I want to ask is that, from your own perspective, if you have to talk about the NSAS protest, if you have to talk about all the activities and talk about happenings that have ensued from that very from the beginning of the NSAS protest to this very moment, what would you say about it?
The NSAS protest, it was a good initiative. It was expected, it was needed, it was the right time for it.
Okay.
Because it's like everyone's saying enough is enough to all this police brutality in Nigeria. We see what happened in America, which is white against black, mostly.
Okay.
Police mistreating black people. But in Nigeria, it's black people, our own people, treating ourselves and killing ourselves, which is not right. So the protest is well thought out, and I think it's the right thing for them to do.
Okay, all right. So you agree, but I noticed that you were using was past tense, that it was a good idea. It was a good idea. You do not think that you still okay? Well, all right. So what about now? You do not think that it is a good idea, or you think, is that something that you think should have been done differently, talking about the protest generally? Do you think that it was the right approach? Do you think that it got it wrong in some places, some areas? Because, of course, this is basically about the Nigerian youths. Do you think that they didn't handle the situation properly?
Okay, maybe it was a mistake using the word was. When I say was, I'm talking about the event of Tuesday itself.
Okay.
That's why I'm using was, yes. So, but it is still a good thing, which it cannot be stopped. It should not stop.
Okay.
But you just need to transform into something else. Now, when we say a youth are killed, especially the killing in Lekki,
The Lekki toll gate
invasion, or the army coming, the Lekki toll gate, yes.
Okay.
Now, I think we're too focused on Lekki alone, because there's a misconception. Maybe if me reading this into it, like, we think the youth of Nigeria or Lagos are only that are in Lekki. Now, there are also who are being referred to as hoodlums or thugs.
Of course.
Just because I don't think I'm going to bring in that that their little children have, that we like, I would say we have. So they don't have anyone to fight for them. So the only way they can fight for themselves is the way they attack, because it's a sense of pressure for them as well. Because when they see the elite's children going about their things, driving best cars, going to posting and doing all that as well. Okay. I'm sure they too, they feel oppressed in a way, not only by the government, but even the people they see around them and what they see on social media, how people post stuff. Okay. So it's a sense of anger for them trying to survive on their own right. So they have to loot, and this is the only way they know. You know, so the ones in Lekki too, they have their right to protest in their own way.
Okay. All right. Okay. So from as a matter of fact, from what you just said, I think I've been able to pick out a very valid or a very sensitive issue. We're talking about the protest, and we're talking about the youths, the Nigerian youths. Let's look at the ones from the high class. The protest in Lekki. Of course, we know that that wasn't the only location for protest in Nigeria. There were so many other different states had different locations. Now, we're talking about hoodlums. So we're talking, that's the activities of the hoodlums. Well, we can say that it was really intense after the protest itself. It's basically more like the aftermath of the protest. Now, are you saying that these are two different classes of people protesting or expressing anger or expressing discomfort in two different ways?
That's exactly my point. Yes.
Okay.
And we're focused more on the Lekki one because they are more privileged, and we have the means, we have the connections, we have the people that will listen to us, because that Lekki affects a lot of the rich people as well.
Hmm.
You get me? So the people in the, now let's, when you say SARS, when you even come back to this SARS killing, I'm sure SARS has killed more people in the rural and the less privileged area than the people on Lekki. But because on Lekki, we have the privilege of shouting louder and people will listen to us more, then there is not recognized. But if you know the amount of people that have gone missing in this, like Ajangbadi, all these areas where these people don't have a voice, if you know the amount of people, they will say they go to the bus stop, they were picked up, they go to the station, they just put on bribe, they collect money from them, they do all this stuff. They kill them, they rope them into armed robbery and do all these things. People don't say anything. They just say, maybe they, because they're not sure, it's not affecting their own comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they say, they see. No. But now that it's affected a lot of people in Lekki, now the whole world is talking about it, because that is more visible. A lot of people had video camera, smartphones to record it, and the whole world was seeing it at the same time.
Mm. Well, actually, looking at it from your perspective, this is actually a brand new perspective, because I feel like you're the first person that I'm talking to, actually, that is seeing it from this perspective, as a matter of fact. Because if we're talking about the protest in general, and we're talking about the different locations, especially for the Lekki toll gate protest, the Lekki toll gate venue of the protest, it was, I know that different people from different areas, different environments in Lagos came together to protest at Lekki. But of course, we saw more of the high class, in the sense that, people who are of the better standard of living, who participated in the protest at the Lekki toll gate. But as a matter of fact, the unique thing about this particular the protests that went down in different areas, different states in Nigeria, the uniqueness of the protests, of these various protests, was that it's still the fact that the protests brought together people of different class, people of different standard of living, people of different tribe, religion, whatever, regardless of the differences, they came together to voice out about a common problem, common challenge in Nigeria. So, yes, I quite understand that. I quite believe the fact that, I agree to the fact that, because we saw lots of celebrities as well, and even some celebrities attested to the fact that they've also been victims of police brutality, mm-hmm. and they also they voiced out, and these things went viral. We saw celebrities abroad also, mm-hmm. Keen into the NSAS thing, and it was worldwide at the end of the day. And yes, I want to agree with the fact that this thing it blew up this much because everybody was affected, yeah. regardless rich or poor. All right, mm-hmm. thank you for that. Shall I say realization? Mm-hmm. All right, okay, so looking at the whole issue generally, looking at the protests, looking at from the very beginning, it started on the 8th of October, and all the activities, mm-hmm. and the reaction of the youth, the reaction of the government, and so many people have mm-hmm. said that if the government had address this issue properly, all these things would not have happened. Talking about the aftermath, the hoodlums, the destruction of properties, yeah. lives, and all of that. That if the government had attended to this properly, these issues wouldn't have come up. And another party is saying that the youth took it too far, and that they should have, this protest shouldn't have gone on for too long, that they should have gone in, re-strategized, give the government a little bit of time, and then come back to further push for mm-hmm. their demands and all of that. Do you think that, looking at it from both parties, let's look at the government and let's look at the people, what do you think?
All right. Okay, let's look at it from both parties. Okay. You said the protest started on the 8th
yes.
of October.
Yes.
By the 11th of October, the government had agreed to 5 of their requests.
Yes.
Right?
Not the complete
they've
5.
They've accepted it.
Yes.
They will look into it.
Yes, accepted, yeah? not agreed, yes.
They said, okay, now, yes. And they said they will look into it. And they made an announcement that SARS had been disbanded.
Mm.
And they were redeployed to other places or retrained. Then a few days after the next 24 hours later, the IG announced that they're now going to be SWAT team. Yeah?
Yes, SWAT, yes.
Now, so when they said they will be SWAT, of course, people were angry. What do you mean? You just saw SARS. You're not telling us there's a new one. How come? Is it the same people that are going to be put into SWAT? People don't understand. They have the full idea of what SWAT is going to be.
As a matter of fact, yes, they actually mentioned that the officers in SARS were going to be redeployed to SWAT.
Yeah,
that was the problem.
Okay, they said they were going to be redeployed to SWAT. Yeah, and they will be retrained. So that was a mistake by the IG, a grave mistake. He shouldn't have even announced anything after they said they disbanded SWAT, SARS. But looking at the security policies,
not globally,
if you stop a section of the security outfit, you cannot leave a vacuum there. You have to put something back in there,
of course.
Because people will capitalize, the gang robbers, the criminals will capitalize on that fact that there's a vacuum in some place. So they needed to have addressed it and say, okay, there's a SWAT, but there's going to be a new set of people handling it, not the SARS one. That is the mistake of the government. And also because the problem we have mainly in Nigeria is lack of trust. There is no trust with the government. Then the government too did not completely trust citizens. Yeah, there's a breakage of trust. Now, when the government announced it, I would have thought the protesters would have said, okay, now let's give the government 2 weeks or a month to see what's going to happen. And if you don't do anything, they will come back out. Also, then the NSAC protesters, they said they don't have a leader, that government have to communicate to everyone at the same time. Now, there is no way that can happen, because there has to be a point man that we're negotiating with. Yeah, no one wants to take the reign of, okay, we are the leaders of this entire protest and all that. There are some people talking on the protest, there are people that will take the microphone and speak to the people, but they don't want to be the representative. Or maybe the protesters don't want the representative.
Absolutely.
And they just say, speak to us as a leader. And if we speak to who, are the government going to bring all the thousands of people to Aso Rock and address them? Or the government will come to the protest ground and talk to them. You know, we have to be realistic. That won't happen anywhere. The president won't come out to the protest ground and to address.
Hello.
You have someone that they will speak to, and they will never, just like when we have the Labour Congress, we have the Pegasus, we have leaders, all these associations. They have presidents that represent them, and that is what is who they speak to, and they go back to the people and say, this is what we've said, this is what we said, do you agree? We put it to a vote. You see, so it's difficult for the government to speak to them. So I think both sides, that would be the mistake I think both sides made. And now because the protests were going on for too long, people now took advantage of it. Even the criminals came out, the armed robbers came out, everybody started looting, breaking into houses, burning properties and stealing and
looting businesses, all that. Yes.
And they now turned political. They now started putting the blame on just one person. Like the Lekki one, they were just putting blame on the strong man of Lagos. They saying, oh, he owns Lekki Toll Gate. You know, there were so many fake news out there, false news out there
of course.
That's what social media does. And, you know, people don't verify, they just put things out. Mm-hmm. And people run with it, and a lot of people started running with it, and because this news were going out, they don't want to trust. There's no news. Like, if you look at my page, normally I post stuff from Nigeria and everything on my page, but it was difficult for me to post anything because I'm not sure of like, look at, there was a thing that I saw, I don't know if it's true, which is DJ Sweet Twitter account. The first thing I saw was that 78 people were killed at the Lekki Toll Gate. I saw that one. Then later they said no, it's not up to that. Then I saw a video which came out. I didn't even watch the full length of the video, but what I got was the typing was maybe seven people. She saw seven bodies, or it was at least 15, and the video and phone died before she could record anything, you know. So all those things, you don't even know anything. Like, I saw the live feed on the riot feed itself when the army came there. And they were shooting into there, and they were shooting and shooting. I saw that feed, and people were running. Mm. And I saw some pictures of people shot and all that. You know, of course, people were shot, people were killed, but we don't know the number. Even killing one person is just too much. You shouldn't even be killing anyone, like not carrying ammunition. You're just people protest. You should not even be shooting that. The army should not even be there in the first place. The army are saying, yeah, now the army are saying they are not the ones there. They don't know these people that were there.
Unknown army officials.
I don't agree with that stance that they're saying they don't know who it is. But because of the situation of Nigeria that we know people, because the election just went out, a lot of politicians brought in army uniform, ammunition, because of election. So they can even put that on them that, oh, we don't know who it is. You know, the security of the nation itself is not strong, where people can do whatever they want, where politicians can do whatever they want. They're harming thugs, they're harming people, they're giving them police uniform, giving them army uniform. So you don't even know what is who.
And who is who, yeah.
Yeah, so it's difficult, very difficult. But at the same time, now they've said people died at the place. Good. Let the parent or whoever has someone that has been killed there, let them come out and say, this is the person that was killed, this is where the body is being maybe the mortuary, the hospital that the person is, you know, that they'll come out and make claims to all these things so that people will know that actually, yes,
okay, you lost your loved one. Okay, talking about people coming out to, you know, say that, oh, okay, we lost this person, we haven't seen this person. I think that there's been a whole lot of missing persons circulating on Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, pictures of missing persons. And well, of course, we hope that, you know, we can get some clarification from all these things. But at the end of the day, we're still talking about fake news. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the effect of fake news on the entire Lekki Toll Gate massacre. We can't exactly say which is which. People are still a little bit confused about the entire situation. All right. Thank you for that one. Let's move on to another area. We're looking at the youths generally. We're talking about the NSAS. I know from the beginning you said that it's a beautiful idea, and you know, mm-hmm. talking about the NSAS protest and all the efforts mm-hmm. that was put into it. But looking at it now, it looks like all hope has been lost. So many people have been asking, mm-hmm. what next? What now? What are we doing? What has happened? Is that it? Is that all? And, you know, it just looks like efforts have been wasted. But for you personally, do you think mm-hmm. that, looking at the protest, do you think that there was some sort of achievement from the protest?
Oh, there were lots of gains, because now the government knows that the youth will not take these things anymore. They know that people are not talking, especially with the police. If they can get that police reform out there now, and we have a great police securing lives of people and properties of people, that is great. Now that is, now the whole world knows what is happening in Nigeria. Now the president, the government knows what is happening. So there is a lot of gain from that one. So I think what next to be not next, what I would think will happen next is, okay, now a lot of people have said maybe they should, now this protest that the coalition should form a political party because of the work towards 2023. To me, that will be a great challenge, okay. because of the structure and the system of Nigerian politics.
Hmm.
Every Nigeria has over 770 local governments. When the election comes, they have 192,700 something polling units. In all these polling units, you have to have at least the agents there. So, you know, for that, for the coalition to put that kind of structure in place before 2023 is a lot of, it is a high heel to climb. Also, they need a lot of money. Nigerian politics is money. You need money. For it to go for presidency, you need like a billion naira minimum. Not to talk of governorship, not to talk of senators, like what do you call them, legislators, you know? So you need all these things, which is a lot of task. I would think that if everyone makes a conscious decision that, okay, let us all move into these existing parties and try and take over from the grassroots. Because you understand that these politicians that is there, that are serving now, the ones serving now, they didn't just get there 4 years ago or 10 years ago. They've been at this game for over 15, 20 years, waiting for their time to come. You know, they spent so much money, so much time, so much blood, everything to get to that place. But they would not even allow anyone to just come in and take it over.
Of course.
Look at Shewore came and tried it. I mean, even campaigning, you see in campaign, loads of people were there at this campaign ground.
Of course.
Came. How many? 30,000 votes across the country. Yeah? Mm. What is called? Professor Patu told me when he tried it, he went to, he's the only politician that visited all the local government area in Nigeria when he was campaigning as an independent candidate. But still, what happened? He just, after he realized, he just said he's not contesting again. He has realized that this thing is, you know, the structure, the system has been rigged and positioned to a way that you have to be corrupt to be able to get through to it. You see, and now we want to say, okay, we want to change the structure, we want to change the system, then you have to go into the National Assembly because they are the ones that make the law. They are the ones that the constitution. Even the president cannot do it. You can only do release executive orders or write a bill and send it to the House of Assembly. So if you want to change, you have to go to the lawmakers and make sure that or get yourself into where the laws and now change the laws from there. Nothing else will change it. You can protest for so long, but still, people can protest forever. You still have to protest for some time and then go home.
Of course.
You know? And these people can play, and this government can play the long game because they have the resources, they have everything, they are in their state houses, they're everywhere. So they will just watch you on TV, come out, make some speeches, and go back in. You know, because a lot of people are depending on them.
Well, and I quite agree, because looking at the entire situation, it looks like there's a whole lot to be done. a very long way to go. Mm. And if we're talking about changing the system, changing the structure, and having the youths get into power, then it looks like these youths will even become the old people we do not want to see in power.
Exactly. Exactly. You get it. Because for you to get into power, for you to get into, even to you get party ticket, you have to get some people that will endorse you, and they want a return, and they will give you money to contest. Yeah. Look at look at the recent one. Look at Banky W. He contested at what party again? Movement of something. I can't remember the name. In Etios, our local government.
Yes, in Lagos.
There we have all the youth. We have here all the youth. All the youth are lucky, at least. Most of them stay around that area.
Yeah.
Did they vote for him? So we have to look beyond all these people that come and say, this is what we want. It's not easy to protest on Twitter or social media. Mm-hmm. You're lying down in your bed, you can just type anything and post it, bam, that's it. I look at the celebrities that came to protest, and they came to protest, and they are the protest fan and lucky. They came there, I think they just came for photo hop. They just came there, take pictures, because you see them, they lag and they pose it and doing their legs somehow, and then they post it on the social media and put headstands there for brutality. They've gone back to their home. I saw one third of Tokemakewa. I saw a lot of them. But I didn't see any picture of any celebrity during the night shooting. No. Maybe you've seen, I don't know.
No, no.
I've not seen any picture of them there at night.
No.
So we need to stop fooling ourselves. If you really want change, change doesn't come freely. It does not come freely from anybody, from anyone. No one will give it to you. Nobody will give it to you. You have to pay a price. People have to pay the price. If you're not ready to pay the price, you can shout and go back home and continue. Look at now, properties have been lost in Lekki. Who will contribute to them?
Well, there's a contribution for small businesses at the moment.
From which are from Lagos State or from where?
No, individuals.
Okay.
Yes, they set up an account for private business, for small businesses, support small businesses to help them back on their feet at this time. Well, we've seen a couple of them. It's going to be a long process, and I hope that we get there. Okay, so moving forward, what do you think is the best line of action for youths in terms of re-strategizing?
Strategizing, they have to have someone that will lead.
Representative.
They have to agree to a representative or a board of representatives and have that one and have an agenda, MOU, and people will know what we are fighting for. You don't have to have long list of 30, 40 lists. No. Just have 5 to 10 lists of what can, and look, be realistic that can this be achieved? How do we want to achieve it? You know, and do we still need the government on us to achieve it?
Okay.
Then we now start working from there. Because if we all, I've seen so many lists. Some are saying police should be, someone that police should be paid 400,000 naira per month. If that is not feasible now, where? Where is the money? Who will pay it? You know how long it took for you to get
I said, how would they pay it?
Yeah. You know how long it took for government to even increase minimum wage to 30,000? You know how many years it took for them to agree? I've seen some states are not paying it.
But looking at the issue, isn't that the problem? Because when we saw the list of what politicians go away with at the end of the month, I mean, they even have newspaper allowance. They even have what... really weird stuff, and I'm they get allowance for. I mean, you saw it, right?
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. They go, at least they go with a minimum of 9 to. Okay, according to Senator Sani, then he said 13 million a month. Okay, now you want change? You want this? So I saw that the wages should be reduced to 1.5 million a month. Okay. Now tell me how that is possible. I am a senator. Look at you. You are a senator as well. Huh?
Okay. I was actually going to say amen.
Yes, no, yeah, it's good. It's a good thing. Yeah. Okay, we are senators.
We are,
right?
Senators, yes.
We didn't get there today. We've been spending money for over 15 years for the party to even nominate us. We've been doing all this. We've been paying with election. In fact, we started as maybe SE to some political senator then. I wish you were giving me 250,000 naira a month as salary or something. And I've been doing that. Eventually, I now became a senator. You are now telling me, as a senator, to make a law to reduce my money from 30 million to 1.5 million naira.
Okay, don't make this sound funny.
No, but there's a reality now. You know how much I've spent to get this place? And these people are not there because they want to serve their constituency. All those lies that my constituency, my constituency, that is just like that, something to make them remain there. They went there for the gain because they know they're paying so much money, they will get bribed from when MDA bring their budget, they will get kickbacks. They know why they are there. They're not there to serve the people. They're there to serve themselves. So now you people are not telling me to reduce my money. I will not do it, except you tell us that, okay, let's make a law that in 10 years' time, the next senator that come in, they will get this amount of money. Aha, maybe I can agree to that one. But not my own that I'm taking now, because I'm not going to recoup the money I've spent in the last 15 years. So that is one thing. So that's why I said, if we're meant to make law at state level, at federal level, we have to get to the National Assembly. We have to get ourselves there. Where will we change that law? And I wouldn't like to, even me as a citizen of Nigeria, I don't know if I'll be able to still uphold my principles if I get into a place like that.
Wow.
No one can vouch for themselves because you don't know what is happening over there until you get there.
True, actually, because
you see what is happening there, that you will know that, man. Look at the vice president, Oshibajo. He's a very good Christian, a pastor.
He's a pastor.
Nobody knows what he's going through in that place. Look at Buhari. Buhari has always been a non-corrupt person and everything. Fine, it's still there. It's reduced. There's still corruption going on, but it has been reduced. Not blatant as before, but still there is little he can do because he's a president. They still have to report to him, and it is what they tell him. He can't be all over Nigeria at the same place.
Of course. Well, looking at, as a matter of fact, yes, an example was the issue of the palliatives, the COVID-19 palliatives that were found in warehouses, different states in Nigeria. And the daughter of the president came out to say that now we see that my father is not the problem, because it was obvious in the first place that he made these palliatives available. But, I mean, he can't by himself go to these states to distribute.
He can't. And when that lady announced it then that they have given it to all the 36 states. People were saying it's a lie. Now, people are now seeing it stored somewhere. So that means some people are waiting for it to be rebagged and resold. Now, you can't put that on Buhari. So he has signed so many laws, so many legislative bills that he has signed into play, but no one will execute it. Because these people know what they're gaining. And the worst, the politicians are still, they're bad. They're bad, very bad. But the civil servants, this PAMSEC, you don't know what is happening with civil service. And these people are the ones that execute. They've been there for over 30 years. So the system is not as easy as we think.
Wow.
When we say we are our own problem, it is the truth. We are our own problem. We are.
Oh well, it's a very deep issue. I don't want to say it's a deep problem, but it's a very sensitive one. Well, we hope that we get there. I don't know when, but I'm certain that we will get there. All right. So, in the course of the activities so far, we Nigerian youths, especially, have called for the intervention of international communities. And, you know, there were a lot of petitions online calling for the sanctioning of the Nigerian government. What help do you think that international communities can render at a time like this?
They can only talk.
Don't do that.
That is my own belief. That is my own belief. They can only... Listen, they will not come to the protesters on the street. Look at what's happened now. The United States sent some representatives. They've gone to the ASEROG, they've gone to the presidency, they've spoken to them. And it is whatever the presidency tells them that they will listen to. Nigeria is a sovereign country. Everywhere, it is. Every country is a sovereign country. They can only say, oh, we'll do this, we talk to them, we are looking into it. There is little we can do. America is going through election period now.
Yes.
They don't have time for any other country.
Of course.
The election is important to them. The senators, all of them, they want to get their seats back. They can't focus on another country. UK is going through Brexit, negotiating their Brexit now with the European Union. All those countries are concentrated because at the end of this year, they will go. Now, is it so? Who do you want to call and come and help in Nigeria? They can only, like I said, it's easy to write everything online. It's easy. They type, they write, they say, oh, the ICC woman came out there, they've got, they received, or they found, they are aware of what is going on in Nigeria. And everything.
Mm.
Yeah, people are saying they should charge all these people, sanction them, ban them from coming to their country. When I read those things, I just laugh. Because ICC, there's a process for ICC to do anything. You know, if they just leave that lucky one as is a problem of the country, no one, they have to verify all these things, then they have to charge someone. They have to have someone to charge. Who are they going to charge when everyone is saying it's not me? And no one can them. Yeah? So the international community, they just... Okay, look at black people being killed in America.
Hmm.
What have other countries done in regards to Black Lives Matter? What?
They just talk voice.
Against people. Yeah?
They gave their voice.
That's his all. His voice. After some time, another one will come up. Okay, Black Lives Matter has gone down. It is NSAS now that everyone is saying all over the world. Wait now, give you another 2-3 weeks now. Hmm. Another country will start their own. And they'll forget this one, they'll move on to that one. Everyone is looking after themselves. So. Nigeria, we are the ones that we change our country. We are the ones. Mm. All these calling on this colonial master, I see that colonial mentality. Because when I see anything, they say, oh, they not tag U.S. embassy. It gets on my nerves. And what is all this nonsense now? It's colonial mentality that is still struggling us, that these people will come and rescue us. Why should they rescue you? What benefit are you bringing to their country? What? Apart from they buy oil from us and they do trade with us. What? You think they will sabotage their trade process because of somebody? The country that can kill their own, even kill their own citizens to achieve what they want to achieve. They will now say, oh, because they killed 7 people in Nigeria. You're not even related to them. Just for... folks and human rights things, they say, oh, they don't agree with this, the killing must be done, must be investigated, that's all. They forget about it. I don't even have any belief or hope in all those people, no, at all. It is us that we have to just agree that, no, this change, we have to continue until we get this change.
Mm.
And we want to do that. I'm sorry to say, a lot of lives will still be lost to achieve what we want to achieve. Because these politicians, they didn't get there by being simple. They got there by even killing someone that is contesting against them to become a senator or any position they want. So these people are not ready to even succumb to all those requests, except the ones that they see that won't affect them. Like the NSAS now, okay, they can do a police reform, they can do that, because it affects them as well, because their cousins, their nieces can be shot by the police, and they'll call on them. So it affects them as well, so they will work on that one. But like reducing their money or all these things, they won't, no, I don't think they will do that, no. An international committee can only talk. They can only talk, and they will not talk to citizens, they will still talk to the government.
Of course.
And it will whatever the government tells them and reports to them, and they will just forget it. They move on to something else. Okay, look at do you know how long the LGBT community in Nigeria has been talking?
Oh, that's another ballgame.
How long did they talk about? Did they do anything about it? Can they even talk about it when Buhari goes to America or United Nations to speak? Do they talk about it to him? They don't now. So I don't see any belief in them. I'm sorry that I'm dampening everything, but the reality is I'm just looking at reality. I'm just looking at, you know, sequence of things and what has happened all over the world and everything. That it's sad, but people are looking after themselves. So Nigeria, we have to just look inward and strategize and think that, okay, if you want to form a political party, who can even trust to go there and represent us? Even ourselves as youth, we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. Even as youth, we don't trust ourselves. We only sound, but when we get there, what do you think will happen when they get there? So we need to build trust within ourselves. We need to believe in ourselves. And we have to say, okay, are we going to go into any party and try and go there en masse and start from the grassroots and start taking opposition from the grassroots? Because all these old people, eventually they will go now. Five, 10 years, they will go. Everyone will go, they will die off now at old age. And they can't, even the ones that are not dead, they little they can do. So we need to be ready to take over. And we have to ready to take over the structure, the party structure that isn't there already, that is in place. Because all these party structures are so strong, that is why people kill themselves. They jump from one party. Before, in the early days, when it was only PDP that was strong, when there was no APC, when they just had HCN and NPP, all those parties, they were not strong. So PDP members, they want to get into their position. There was a lot of killing there. I don't know if you know, but there was a lot of killing, political killing before election in the same party. But now that they have another party that has a structure, so instead of killing themselves, they come to that party, they will steal money and take it to that party. Yeah, they cross over to another party and they put money there and they put make them governor. Look at what happened in the state. A sitting governor moving from a party to another party and they made him the candidate straight away. What about the people that have been in that party? Because they took money there and influence, and they don't care about all the other people, even their members. What they want is to be in power. They just want to be in power. So that when they are in power, they know what they can get out of it. So if you just want to do anything, then move into all these parties en masse and have one agenda that we want to take over and want to make Nigeria right. So anything we do, we put check and balance amongst ourselves. You know, we ask from the councillor, from the chairmanship, and we move on to the legislators and move on like that. But to just start from the top, I want to be president, I want to be governor. No, that won't happen now. That won't happen because the structure is not there, the money and everything is not there to that.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at the time and I'm like, oh, wow. But at the same time, you've mentioned some very valid points, and I think I quite agree, you know, to some things that you've said, and I just really do hope that we can get it right, and at the end of the day, we would see the Nigeria we want. We would see it work. We would see it happen. We hope that is achievable. All right, thank you so much, Mr. Dapo Obanka. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you so much. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, sir. Bye, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye, sir. Bye. Okay, so that's it coming from Diaspora Discourse with Mr. Lakwa Obrayenka. And of course, we were on the diaspora perspective on the aftermath of the NSAS protest in Nigeria, the way forward. And well, of course, it was quite an interesting conversation. And we really do hope that as the youth, we've not given up. There is still hope, definitely. We just need to get it right. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here on Diaspora Discourse with Mr. Lakwa Obrayenka. From Taiwan to Cook Islands.
From the United Kingdom to the United States of America.
From Switzerland to Canada.
From Morocco to South Africa.
There is a Nigerian with something for the ears of the world.
Listen to Nigerians in Diaspora on Diaspora Discourse on Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Diaspora Discourse. Bringing Nigerians in diaspora closer home.